Hello again, everybody. So I've been watching the protests in Germany, in Chemnitz, in East Germany. What's happened is that Germans have had enough of being murdered by immigrants. Man, who can blame them? They're also angry at the way the media has covered it all up, misreported it. And as I was browsing the photos on the internet, I kept seeing that there was a giant bust of Karl Marx. You might have noticed it. There's this huge statue of the big beard himself looking down on the Germans in the middle of the city square. And Chemnitz actually used to be called Karl Marx Stadt, Karl Marx City. And I just couldn't help but notice the symbolism of it, of Germans having riots and mass protests against being replaced and ignored by the media as they're murdered and raped. And while they protest, they're watched over by this gigantic statue of Karl Marx. I suppose the younger generations of Germans are hardly even notice it. It'll probably just fade into the background. But he's there. Marx is there, watching over them, gazing upon the pain and torment of Germans in 2018. The Antifa types seem to have organized themselves by clustering around Marx's statue. Now, I have to be careful what I say, what I get into here, because it's on YouTube. But Karl Marx is himself something alien to Germany. In fact, he's as ethnically and spiritually alien to Germany as the new immigrants are. Marxism is not something born out of the European mind. It comes from elsewhere. It's the thinking of another people imposing itself on Europeans. But then again, so is usury or money lending with interest, which oils the wheels of the capitalism of the West and keeps us all permanently in debt. The great crime of the Germans in modernity was to rebel against this dialectic, this sort of yin yang. German intellectuals exposed its moral bankruptcy and hollow materialism. And of course, one German political movement tried to physically oppose it and undermine it. And we all know how that went. This German habit, this German, it's what the globalists would call the German, what they could think of as the German question. And so after the National Socialism was beaten, which was the last attempt by the Germans to get off the plantation, to leave the sort of the dialectic. Germany was then literally split in two, and both Marxism and capitalism feasted on in the divided Germany. What people today call globalism is essentially the synthesis of both, and that kicked in earnest right after German unification. The new global man would be created. Marxist theory would turn to race and culture and sex, and the money lenders would reap the rewards of having an infinite number of consumers and producer units. And then in turn, they'd fund the ideology to perpetuate itself. The German Antifa might use the Karl Marx statue as a gathering point. But it's the Western media and elites who are stabbing their people in the back by the way they're reporting on the protests. And that was a major issue for when you watch the videos of the people protesting. But what matters in the grand scheme of things is that the struggle of Germans to attain an authentic German life would be crushed for good, as would all such sentiment in Europeans. That's priority number one. Where did it all go so horribly wrong? It's right there in that imposing statue in Chemnitz of Marx. It's what happens when something alien and vindictive infests your intellectual and spiritual life. The statue of Marx in Chemnitz looks down on Germans rebelling once again. What is it they're rebelling against? It's the arrival of Marx as universal man. It's the spiritual and intellectual alien now arriving in physical form. But the problem was there all along. The arrival now of the hordes from the Third World manifests itself in Germany because something alien was already there that the Germans hadn't managed to get rid of. It's just that these ones now, these from the Muslims and the Africans, they are that problem which was there in the psychology of the Germans and all of Europeans, this entity, this foreign entity, was there all along. And the new immigrants are that manifesting itself in the real world. We can get through this, but not when the real enemy and his hatred lives inside your heads. And that's especially the case for the Germans. So I'll see you later, everybody. Thanks for listening.